This dependency was steadily and deliberately nurtured through a strategy of co-opting members of the political elite across the EU, often via the revolving door, into well-paying positions at Russian state-owned companies, including most notoriously the ex-German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder. I have no doubt but that in decades to come, we will also be able to trace a line from failures to tackle the climate crisis to similar phenomena. How many lobbyists, how many former EU institutional insiders will be found to have worked to prevent, delay, or dilute necessary climate action? How many lives and livelihoods will be lost as a result?